Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This is another episode of Bermanology. Today, we are talking with TJ Alford, a highly regarded linebacker prospect from Vero Beach High School in Florida, and a player that Ohio State has its eyes on in a major way in the class of 2025. TJ is getting ready for a big-time visit to Ohio State, one that could go a long way as he makes his ultimate decision about his college recruitment on March 30th. We're going to talk to TJ about that upcoming visit, his relationship with James Laurinaitis, and a lot more on the latest episode of Bermanology. Let's get to it. As mentioned, TJ Alford joins us now. TJ, it's been a pretty good year now since you and I have been chatting about your recruitment. It really started like last spring as you were waiting to see if Ohio State would be in touch with you. James Laurinaitis started reaching out. That relationship got good pretty quick. You came up to Columbus in June for a camp visit to work with Laurinaitis and Jim Knowles. Can you take us back to that moment and that camp trip and really try to refresh people on what it was about Ohio State at that moment that sort of perked your ears up and like, hey, this place is real for me?
Okay. So I went up there with my past high school coach. It was me and him going up there for a trip. Doing the camp was fun. Getting coached by Laurinaitis was great. Just finally meeting him in person, you know, because we always talked over the phone, but we never actually met each other in person. So getting the vibe of him and how he really is was great. And then after the camp, they pulled me off to the side, gave me like a tour of the facility. And that was really great, seeing all the legends that came through the trophy room, the long hallway, seeing all the things on the wall, the big game, and all that was great.
How weird is it to be walking down a hallway in a football facility and the guy you're walking down the hallway with is like, you see that trophy? I won that one. I mean, is that different?
Yeah, it was definitely different. You know, just being able to see that somebody that's coaching there has done it and that's done the things that you plan on doing in your college career and NFL career. So that was definitely great.
Now, obviously, Ohio State, then you visited for a game in November. The Buckeyes have stayed up near the top of your list throughout this process, but a really big and important decision that they made in January was to retain James Laurinaitis and promote him full-time to the linebackers coach. How important was that for you? And is there a sense that had they not done that, that you wouldn't be able to feel quite as confident about what maybe Ohio State's doing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, before he was a coach, it was a lot of ifs, ands, or like, will he still be there and when it's time for me to go to college and stuff like that. So just the fact that they finally promoted him and gave him a full-time job is just great. Know that he's going to be there for a little while.
You know, we got a chance to talk to James, I don't know, about 6 weeks ago, prior to the start of spring workouts. And he said that other schools around the country were telling recruits that he's not going to be there. He's not going to be there. Now, I'm not asking you to put anybody on blast. I'm not asking you to say if that's – which teams may be saying that, but is that something that you experienced?
Yeah, people are definitely saying that.
Well, I mean, at least, you know, in the recruiting world, like, people are going to say whatever they got to say, right? Like, that's how this goes. You're what, 16, 17 years old. How hard is it for you and your family to separate the real things that people say from the garbage like that you hear? I mean, because you, I assume on a daily basis, you're just getting bombarded with information and different people saying different things. Has it been a harder challenge than you thought to separate the real from the fake?
It's kind of difficult, but at the same time, it's not, because me and my family, we're from South Florida, so we kind of used to things like that, you know, people being two-faced and stuff like that. So it's kind of easy for us to decipher. You know, sometimes it gets hard, but once you really listen to it and like all the detail of the people, how they move, how they act when they say certain things, you kind of pick up on what's real and what's not.
So TJ, when you started to really get heard, you know, hearing from schools on the recruiting front, starting to really think about college football, was there ever a sense of or a thought that you could maybe one day play football in Ohio? I mean, how crazy is that now to think about?
It definitely wasn't a thought at the time, you know. Nobody from my area has gotten Ohio State offer. All the big names that came from here has never gotten one. Playing in the Treasure Coast, they probably got it from playing at IMG or something like that, or going out of the country, but never playing the area. So that was definitely big for me.
Well, how difficult is it for you guys? I mean, right now, like that idea of IMG or schools like that. I mean, in Miami, you've got a lot of really high powered programs, Miami Northwestern, Miami Central. I mean, there's a lot of obviously the St. Thomas Aquinas's or American Heritage, all these opportunities that you could have. Why have you stayed true to the schools that you played at and with Vero Beach? And why has it been important to you to stay where you are?
It was just definitely important for me just to help out the future generation, you know, kind of open a door that hasn't been opened for them in a long time. You know, it's easy to go back down south and get all these coaches coming to me because it's talent everywhere down there. Up here is not like that. So it's definitely big on me helping the younger guys, getting a look at having coaches come in the city and stuff like that. So that's definitely big for me.
So this coming weekend, you're coming to Ohio State. It's a 2-day trip, right? Or are you going to be there for part of 3 days?
I believe it's the 23rd and 24th, so 2 days, yes.
And then a week after that, you're making a commitment. You're continuing to add new offers. There's other schools getting in the mix. You've got a lot of information flying at you from this direction to that direction, like we said. You're already planning out official visits for the summertime, even though the commitment is coming. How ready are you, do you think, to like lock this down? And is there an expectation or a sense that you might want to not take official visits if things go well, or are those definitely going to happen?
I'm definitely ready to lock in, but official visit, that's just kind of just enjoying the process a little bit. I talked to all the coaches that I really considered about going to, if they're okay with that, make sure that I was okay with them, make sure I wasn't stepping over nobody toes and stuff like that. But I don't plan on taking that many. I might just say like three, four, something like that.
So this coming weekend, like, what's the most important thing for you? Obviously, you've been to Ohio State twice before. What is the most valuable thing that you're trying to learn or pick up this weekend that maybe you hadn't seen or explored at Ohio State in previous trips?
Really just getting a deeper understanding of everything and getting my dad up there for the first time. He hasn't been there yet, and he plays a big factor in where schools I want to look into going. So definitely getting him up there, let him get a feel of everybody, and then him telling me all the pros and cons like he does with every other school.
Let's play a game of internet recruiting rumors and truth. There's a widespread belief out there, TJ, that dad might prefer that you stay home and play closer to home or at Miami. Let's just say Miami. Let's just put one name out there. That one has been rumored a lot. How much stock should people put into that? Or, you know, obviously everyone's internally has their preference, right? I mean, that's just the way the world works. But most parents are when it comes down to it, are going to say, whatever you want, son, I'm going to support. Is that the vibe you get? Is that something people should pay attention to or not?
I ain't gonna lie. My dad definitely wants me to stay in the state of Florida, so it's easy for everybody to get to my games, all my family, so I can feel all the support. But at the end of the day, he just knows that whatever I choose is what's best for me. He's going to support me 100%.
One of the guys that's been recruiting you pretty hard for Ohio State for much of the last year is Ohio State's quarterback commit in the 2025 class, Tavian St. Clair. Like, you start to see that class building, right? You've got Tavian, who's now the number two ranked quarterback in the country, according to 247 Sports, and a five-star. You've got the Devin Sanchez. You've got Naeem Offord. You've got the makings of a really special class building around. Linebacker is one spot that doesn't have anybody in it yet. Does it matter that there's other dudes around you like that, or is it, you know, how much weight does that carry?
No, that definitely plays a factor. Just knowing that you're going to go to a school with a whole bunch of dogs is going to be a better chance of you winning the national championship. Y'all will make each other better in practice, and really just it won't really be a weak spot on the team. You know, you got dogs around you everywhere, so that definitely helps.
As you head into this trip, dad's coming, like you said. You've been to Columbus twice before. Is there any spot that you've been to that you're like, Dad, I got to take you here because this place was awesome, or something that you saw that you're excited to show him?
Definitely where they grow all the trees at for the All-Americans and stuff. I definitely would show him that. And then really just the building, the long hallway, and the trophy room. Definitely so he can see all the legacy that's been there and all the things that people have done there and how they help each other after football.
Did James Laurinaitis show you all three of his trees, or is it, did he just settle with like the Butkus Award, or did he feel compelled to show you his trees?
He just showed me one. He showed me all three. I even know he had three of them things, but he showed me one.
Yeah, when you go back to dealing with coaches, right, there's a lot of different styles of coaches. There's a lot of different things that work in the business. There's a lot of different approaches that are successful. James Laurinaitis, in his first year as a full-time linebackers coach, maybe doesn't have the coaching resume that a lot of the guys who are recruiting you does. Are you able to wipe that out because of the on-field success that he had? I mean, obviously, he won the award as the best linebacker in the country. So, like, there's things that he's obviously done as a player and in the NFL that do those things carry more weight than say, hey, I recruited and developed this kid? Or I mean, what matters about a coach for you?
I wouldn't say it holds more weight. It's a different type of resume. They're both great in their own aspects, but I feel like you're definitely different. How you could be taught by somebody that's done it on the field, so he'd know what plays you can make and what plays aren't realistic. So that definitely helps.
As you head into these next 2 weeks, would you say like right now you're 60% decided, 80% decided? Where would you feel like you fall in that mix?
I feel like I got a group of three that I'm really focused on right now, and that are really pushing for me hard, and I'm really considering.
Is there something that you're needing to see at practice from Ohio State? There's a big scrimmage this Saturday that you'll get to watch. It'll be the first scrimmage of the spring. Is there something specific about the linebacker play that you're kind of focused on to give you a sense of what they're doing?
I really just want to see how they use their linebackers, you know, because with me, I'm not a robot linebacker. I'm going to go and make plays. I'm a freelance sometimes. And I just got that natural instinct, see ball, get ball. So that's really what I want to see.
Well, that is what Ohio State fans like to see. And that's why, I mean, the Buckeyes linebacker history is pretty storied. The last couple of years, it's been a different group. And so you've seen a lot of different types of players go through. But what you bring up there, and I'll try to get you out of here on this point. You bring up the fact that you may be a little different style linebacker. You're about 6'2", 210, 215 pounds. By the time you get to college, you'll be in that 225 range, I'm sure. But you play more of that edge rusher, that speed guy. How important has James Laurinaitis made that point? I mean, how often has he made that point? That they don't really have a guy like you in the lineup.
That's definitely a huge point. You know, he wants me at that wheel position. Just because I could cover it, but I also could play in the box and stop the run. So that's definitely a huge point.
Yeah, it's your game reminds me a little bit of Jerome Baker. I don't know if you watched him much. I mean, that's who I see when I do a little bit of comparison. I'm not really the talent evaluator guy, but that's what I see. But who knows? TJ, I don't know a lot. I just sit here and I ramble. So I told you I'm going to try to get out here about 15 minutes. We're about that point now. So I really do appreciate you taking time and giving people a chance to get to know you. And obviously, big weekend coming up, bigger weekend coming up after that as you make your commitment. So safe travels this week, and we will see you in Columbus on the weekend and figure out where your college choice will take you after that. So thanks again, man.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. That's TJ Alford. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on the podcast. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.